Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. Alright everybody, episode number 99, War of the Words, Relentless Radio, today with Malik Harris. One fight of the year last year for one of the best, probably like the most craziest, wildest fight I've ever seen with him and David Devant, Leonidas, up until Detroit Lions Lee and Josh Millwood fought at Conflict 26, so, you know, definitely a fight of the year for last year. He's going to be on with us about 15 minutes into the show. we're going to talk about some good conflict stuff today. Hopefully we'll have George Kennebrew on in the second half. Great music today. Got to play another one of these I'm a Superhero tracks. I have must confess that I've been listening to them pretty hard. So we're going to play It's All Right by them. Little J. Cole. I know it's not, Southeast, but it is in a way. You know, if you think about it. So I'm going to play it anyway just because it's a cool song. And then Charleston's Own right here. Got to thank Joseph Coker. By the way, you guys can check out the Joseph Coker podcast. Put me on Tyler Boone, who's from Charleston here. And we love to support artists from right here in our community as well. War of the Words, of course, being right here in Charleston. So Take Aim, we're going to play that from him. It's one of his most popular songs. We're going to get that in. towards the end of the show. So while in the between time, I want to take a quick minute to thank a few of our sponsors. First off, Cut Medic, Nathan Bowman. You guys can actually check him out on Facebook. That's Cut Medic, all one word. He's an NREMT paramedic. He's a combat medic for the Army National Guard as well, and uses those skills as a pro cut man. Does a lot of great work, works under a lot of very, very legit cut men. There's like a hierarchy of like, I wonder if they meet in secret, like they have some kind of top secret, cut man's club that David Maldonado is like the head priest of, and of which for he lay all law, and Jacob, of course, Stitch, Jacob Duran. And Rehydrate, also a big supporter of War of the Words and of fighters right here in our community. They do a great job of keeping people feeling good, and especially after these weigh-ins, man, with these intravenous replenishments. Pretty awesome stuff, man. We got a message from them today. It's pretty interesting, man. It's to fighters. You know, you guys want to reduce the amount of cuts that you get in a fight. They recommend using lotion every day as a routine to keep your skin at a normal hydrated level. You know, of course, you're putting this stuff on, you know, just before a fight. It doesn't have time to become a norm and effective. You hydrate the tissue, allow it to become more elastic. It can stretch and flex instead of tear and break. They're great points that Jacob's Stitch Duran, I mentioned earlier. I think Dr. David Watson, pretty famous dude in the MMA medical community. Also a member of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, which is probably the most recognized and masterful of them all. They got a video out called Giving the Fighter One More Round. You can check a lot of this stuff out. You know, you eat right, you run, you spar, you do all these other things. So take care of your skin the same way. You know, Vaseline is only going to take you part of the way, kind of like during your puberty years. You know, it's not going to get you all the way there, and it's not like the real thing. So take care of yourself, and that is straight from Rehydrate and the Cut Medic, Nathan Bowman, both which you can check out on Facebook, man. And also one more before we really get it cracking here. At the top of the show, anyway, I'd like to send a little shout out to Collateral Damage MMA. It's a website that I write at. They're also a magazine. They're based in San Diego. Part of the stuff that we mentioned about War of the Words is that, you know, spreading out, we support all our Southeast brothers, but really the same things that we love and do here happen all over, and a lot of the same things that hurt the community and those individuals that are just out for themselves exist there as well. So I like writing for Collateral Damage because it allows me to sort of go to the other side of the United States and put a little something in, and they do the same in the other direction. Not to mention, a great place for your UFC, Bellator, high-level MMA information. Almost everything I write on that site, matter of fact, deals with the UFC and stuff. I know a lot of you guys like my UFC writing. I made a post about that I was going to retire from writing about the UFC because I got so busy, and then 80,000 people messaged me, which is a lie. It was like 12, but still, they were pretty, you know, various degrees of not being happy with that. So anyways, man, go to CollateralDamageMMA.com and check that out. You can also type in Collateral Damage on Facebook. They also host War of the Words on their site as well. So please be sure to check those guys out. They do a fantastic job of bringing the news to you, and they're really on top of their game. I got to tell you, if you're one of those guys that really obsessed with MMA news, it's a good place to go. That or Fightline, man. They really stay on top of it. So anyways, just a few minutes here before we get into the first song that I want to play, which is Tyler Boone, Take Aim. Props out to to the Charleston area. Conflict 27, man. It's touching down in Columbia, South Carolina in less than 3 weeks for another installment of this badass successful Fight Club series. You know, when I first heard about this Fight Club thing, you know, all Emmys on a card, no pros. We're going to do it instead of the big giant auditorium style maxed out venues. We're going to do them in these smaller kind of areas. All the fans are going to be right up on the cage. You know, it sounded cool, but I wasn't sure how everyone was going to go for it. And how successful has the Fight Club series been, not just for Conflict, but creating a very large platform for amateur fighters to get out there and get experience, get their fights in. And I think that's been a very important aspect of this. It's not just a Conflict thing. It's a, it's an MMA thing here. And a lot of people benefit and have more opportunities due to especially the amount of cards Conflict puts on to do this. And there are other great promotions as well. I'm not, you know, saying they're not, but this Fight Club series has definitely turned into something wonderful for the community. And topping all this off, man, Malik Harris is on this card, matter of fact, dropping here in just over a week in Columbia. Topping all this is our current 4-1 featherweight champ, the awesome Alexa Connors, taking on 4-0 undefeated Blair Patton. And guys, listen, man, if you watch YouTube videos, check these two ladies out. Both will put you in a state of, I absolutely have to see this fight. They bring it, man. They definitely bring it. Alexa has had some ferocious fights and some epic opponents, and no disrespect to them. But Blair, just from watching the couple of fights of hers, I think I saw three of the four, she brings it, man. She's a monster in all areas, and it's going to be exciting to see the KO Queen go in there and do work, man. And do not miss it, because it never disappoints, man. April 25th. Columbia, South Carolina. You want to get those tickets, you can click on the War of the Words right there in front of you. You can go on Facebook and check out Conflict MMA Promotions there, or you can just type in Conflict MMA Promotions into your address bar, and it will take you there, and you can be served with the freshest, fattest, most luxurious hotness since your last date. With that, play your date this song right here, and it'll probably help out. This is Tyler Boone, Take Aim.
Sound of an evening.
All right, everybody. That was Tyler Boone with Take Aim. You can check him out. You can go to SoundCloud and type his name in, or the same thing on Facebook. check out some of his other songs. He's got a whole arsenal. I mean, really, if his songs were weapons and you were a neighboring nation, you would probably be very concerned, because it's a lot. And check him out, man. It's pretty awesome. And, you know, as always, man, you support the local stuff. It's always a fantastic thing. And we're going to go ahead and do that now, as a matter of fact, because I love freaking commercial jingles. And I'm going to do them in reverse this time. We're going to come hard with this one, because Tires for Hire really does a great job. They're right here in Charleston as well. Not only do they, you know, Tires for Hire, you think just tires? No, not just tires. More than just tires. Amazingly more than just tires. And matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and get right into that. Don't die. This is what happens if you don't take care of your tires. So go to Tires for Hire at 5323 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston, 843-789-3322. They give excellent tire service. Alignments, flat tire repair, tire rotation, tire balancing. They juggle tires. They have great front-end service. The back-end looks pretty sweet, too. Brakes more, fantastic rates, man. You can call or go by. Check out their four-tire package deals, daily savings, and more. Tires for Hire, you can type that into Facebook, man. You'll know where you are when the awesomeness slaps you in the face. You can check out their new, like new tires, $49.99. They've got straight use for $45. Anything beats that dirty donut that we know you're riding around on. So cruise in to Tires for Hire. Again, that's 5323 Rivers Avenue up in North Chucktown, 843-789-3322. All right, that was an awesome commercial. Whoever recorded that is awesome. I mean, I've got to confess, that was one of the greatest, other than Blake Grice doing the Tires for Hire. You know, Tires for Hire has some amazing commercials. I might just drive by there just to see what's going on, and you should too. Moving on with the show, just threw a little Facebook post out there for any guys that want to call in or are currently listening in live right now. The number is 347-850-1008. I always forget to say that on the show. That's probably like the fifth time I said it in 99 episodes, or even mention the open line. It's something I got to make sure to do. I always forget. I don't know why. It's not that I enjoy talking to myself. Usually that's just because Kobe Wall never shows up to be co-host. I might have to get a co-host to help me. He's such a busy individual. And of course, training for a title fight going down at Conflict 28. Matter of fact, against the Iron Man, Bart Weeks, man, that's going to be an awesome fight. Both guys, conflict champs. Bart Weeks, of course, vacated the 45. Weight was what I think it was. So he's 50 at 55 now. And Eddie Miller was going to fight, had a injury in the gym, and in comes Bart Weeks versus Kobe Wall. I cannot wait to jump on that stuff after Conflict 27. Also, don't forget, guys, we do have all of your favorites from this Conflict 27 card coming up during Fight Week, all next week. Alexa Connors, Blair, everybody's going to be on. It's going to be an awesome week, not just for War of the Words and Conflict, but for the fans, guys. You know, we're going to have Cody Manette, Brian Harris, CJ Javis is going to be on. I know Tony P, MGK Status is going to be on. I think Joe Gibson, who had an awesome grappling match a conflict or two ago, now he's going to be stepping in. It's going to be awesome. Let's see, who else? We got Malik Harris on today. I'm probably going to have Michael Smith and Bobby Rogers on one more time, because their beef is for real. Their beef is as claimed by Hardys to be the realest deal. So we're going to make sure to probably check that out too. And I owe Brian Rhodes a show. We had some technical difficulties and were unable to have him on. But who we are able to have on is Malik Harris, who's on the line now. We're going to go ahead and dive right on into that. Malik, man, what's going on? How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Just looking forward to my next fight. How are you doing today?
Man, I can't complain. I'm actually, when I saw your name on this Conflict 27 roster, I was really, really excited because, unless I'm mistaken, and I am sometimes, the last time I saw you fight, you won Fight of the Year in what was one of the greatest, most exciting fights I've ever seen. Is that still true?
I recently had a fight on March 14th, so the fight that you're speaking of is my third fight against David Devine.
I got you. That was the last time that I saw you fight in person. An awesome fight. You had great striking. You had the solid BJJ. I believe you were a white belt at the time. Not sure if you are still. I know we saw that high school wrestling. It was an awesome fight, man. So how have you been since then, man?
I've been good. I've been training hard to get better, learning from my mistakes. I got a lot to show this year.
make 2015 that year, man. And I'm definitely ready to see it. You talk about lessons learned and getting better. Tell us something that you learned, or one of the big things that sticks out in your mind, maybe from your last fight on March 14th, that you plan to, address in this upcoming fight.
I gotta make sure I stay humble and just don't try to guess how the fight is going to be. Just know, stick to what I know, stick to what I'm used to doing.
Absolutely. So more of that, just being the best you, that you can be, more and having that override the opponent.
Yeah, pretty much. Let the fight come to me and not let the opponent pace the fight, pretty much.
I got you. And you know, we know you fought in the Conflict cage before, and also I believe the card you fought on, I could be wrong, but it seems like it was a Fight Club card. How was your experience with Conflict, and how do you feel stepping back into that cage?
I feel fighting for Conflict is a very better opportunity for me. The other promotion I fought with, I felt there was a couple of things that could have been better, but I feel like Conflict is the best option for me, and I'm going to stick with them for the rest of the year. Hopefully,
absolutely,
they can put me on all cards.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, you know, it's one thing I know that Conflict loves. These Fight Club cards and giving this big platform to Emmy fighters to come out here and do work and show work. And really, you know, you can only get a certain aspect of your training through actually fighting, and having that opportunity, I think, being spread further and further out is awesome. It's kind of creating, more fights, more opportunity, more. You can almost make like top tens now. In the amateur divisions that I don't think you could really do before, which you certainly would be on at that weight for sure.
That's an honor to hear, but I want to be the number one in the top division. In flyweight, I want my name to be known across the East Coast.
And you know
what?
I think you're making a great start, man. I think winning, having that fight last year, Fight of the Year, I know, like, people still, every time I go to one of these Conflict cards, it comes up at least one time. And now you have an opportunity to come in here and showcase everything that you've learned since then. And I feel, and I guess we could turn this into a question, do you feel that W will be sort of like a kickoff to a very bright 2015?
Yes, sir, I do feel that way. I do feel that. I feel 2015 is my calling year, and it's the year that everybody has to know Malik Harris.
I like that, man. I like to hear that. I'm so, like, hyped for this fight that every time I talk to another one of these fighters, I feel like my head is going to explode waiting for it. When you get closer to fight week for you, does time, like, zip by, or is it one of those things where it takes forever, like when you're a kid waiting on Christmas?
It takes forever. It really does. I guess I'm just like counting down too much, and it just takes forever to get here. And then once it gets here, I'm just like, I'm ready for it to be over.
And celebrate it. Hey, you know, it's something I think that's pretty interesting, which touching on Fight Week is, you walk around pretty close. At least from the two times that I met you before, I think you seem to walk around pretty close to your fight weight. Is your weight cut is not super crazy like a good deal of these guys out here? Am I correct?
Oh, yes, sir. You are correct. I think that's what's better for me, not walking around at a heavy weight, because I just feel cutting too much weight is just not good for my body. And I'm fine with walking around 5 pounds over the weight class that I fight at, because my cardio is always great.
I think that's got to be one of the great things, like with your confidence level, knowing that the majority of the people that you fought or face, even in the future, will be cutting down, many of them, quite large amounts, and just before the fight. That has to be a nice confidence booster to know that you pretty much know exactly what you're going in with at all times.
Exactly, and that's the only way I look at it, because I just feel that all the opponents that I will have, they're cutting 10, 15 pounds to fight me, and I'm only losing 5 pounds to fight. So I feel they'll be more drained from with energy than I will be.
And cardio, yes, is and I think, yes, it is. You know what? Not only is it, but it can absolutely make or break most fights. And I can't tell you how many times think about all the times you've seen one fighter, I mean, just doing that work and then gas, and then here comes the other fighter who puts this pace on that can't be matched, and they take the fight. I mean, this is one of the most powerful ways to win.
Yeah, that's the only way I'm looking at it. I'm just very amped for my next fight. I'm just trying to stay humble, not look too far into it, take one fight at a time.
Which is something that's always good to do. You know, I love this kind of a, I don't want to say new age concept, but the more fighters that I speak with as time goes on, the more the conversation has left. I train specifically for every opponent and watch as much tape as I can to sort of a more, you know, focus on me. I want to become the best that I can be and well-rounded in all areas, so that no matter what is brought, I'm prepared for it. Do you also follow that philosophy?
I actually don't. I used to when I first started MMA, but I just don't want to be like everybody else. Everybody looks up their opponent, how they fight. I don't want to be that guy. I want to just be confident in my skills and use what I know and prevent him from stopping what I know.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. That's the new way that a lot of people are thinking, just exactly what you just described, is what it seems to be kind of sweeping MMA, and I'm very glad to see it happen, because I think that's a much more intelligent approach. You know, if you're essentially prepared for anything, so to speak, then it really sort of negates what the opponent brings, and thus allows your skills to speak for themselves, man. And speaking of that skill set, man, I love to ask everybody this question, and so I have to give you the same courtesy. And that question is this, my friend. April 25th, when the fans are emptying out of the Main Event Fitness Center in Columbia, what impression do you want to leave them with? What, when they're talking about Malik Harris on the ride home, what do you want them to be saying, man?
His fight was the best fight of the night. We definitely will see him in the UFC. That's all I want them to say.
That's it. And you know what? Believe it or not, I heard those words said when we saw you from conflict the last time, so I think you're making good moves and you're great strategy, and you're a great up-and-coming fighter, one of these meteors in the MMA sky, as I like to always put it, and I'd like a chance right now, matter of fact, to thank anybody helping get you ready, your gym, teammates, sponsors, family, anybody that's helping you prepare for this.
As of right now, I am currently independent, fighting independent. I don't train under a gym, but I just like to thank my brother, because he's been in my corner, he's been my coach, he's been my trainer, he's been with me through every walk. So I like to thank him. And I just want to say, if you any guys out there listening, support me on Facebook, Twitter, Malik MMA Harris. I will really appreciate that. I'm trying to go to the top, and I need the support to go.
Absolutely, man. No doubt. You guys listening, you can, after the show, we will share that page to the War of the Words site and over at Conflict, so you guys can find that more easily and get your support on for one half of the fight of the year last year and steady upcoming. And I'm very excited to see him on April 25th, Throwdown inside the Conflict cage. Mr. Harris, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of the night tonight to come on this 99th episode of War of the Words. Pretty awesome, man. That's a lot.
I
want to
thank
you
for allowing
me,
man. I really appreciate the opportunity of you letting me come on, so I really want to thank you for that.
Absolutely, man. I'll be doing the post-fight interviews inside the cage directly after the fight, so go out there and get that W so we can talk in just a few days.
I'm looking forward to talking to you, man.
That's it, man. Thank you so much. Everybody, once again, that is Malik Harris. You can check him out. That is M-A-L-A-A-K Harris Commons spelling, as my friend John Jader would say. You can type that into Facebook. Put MMA right there in the middle. He will come up, his personal and fight page. We will also share that on War of the Words a little bit later, so you can also find it easily right there, man. Right now, I want to jump over to talk just a little bit about one of our awesome sponsors. And I was going to play the soft music. You know what? I'm going to do it like that anyway. I don't care. I don't care what Hector says. I'm going to do it. Head over to ssfightstore.com. You can go there and check out the latest in their grand opening sales, purchase custom gear from Summerit and other great companies such as Bad Boy, Rev Gear, Venom, and more. Are you a fighter? Do you want to become a Summerit SSSF fighter? Inquire now at ssfightstore.com. Get the logo, put it in the cage, and do work. Like great fighters, Mighty Mo Webb, Solo Staley, Adrian Henderson, and Alexa Connors, stepping in the cage April 25th, in just over a week, in Columbia, South Carolina. Again, you can check these guys out at SoreSummeritFightStore.com or on Facebook, SoreSummeritFightStore. That's SSFightStore.com. Check it out, or I will come to your house. All right, guys. Check out Source Summer Fight Store. Great supporter. Matter of fact, Malik Harris, my brother, if you are still listening to the show or go back and listen to this man, you can definitely hit up Hector Santiago on Facebook or Source Summer at ssfightstore.com, man. They support awesome fighters as well as War of the Words. Man, we would be more than happy to represent and get our logo on those fight shorts for another surefire fight of the year for 2015. It's going to kick that off. Don't know why I made that sound. I hope it was beautiful. So here we are on the second half of the show, man. First 30 minutes was awesome. A quick recap. We touched in with Rehydrate and the Cut Medic, Nathan Bowman. Make sure to check them out. Tires for Hire. And talked about this Conflict 27 card, of which Malik Harris is on. He's fighting, I believe, Chris Colwell. Part of a awesome all-AMI card, Fight Club style, man. These fans will be right up on the cage. It's as close as you can get. These good seats. You're not paying hundreds of dollars for VIP. You're right there. You're going to see Brian Rose versus Aaron Shaw, Bobby Rogers versus Michael Smith, which is like one of the, probably the most personal, honest personal fight I've ever seen. It's almost like two guys who have a ton of serious beef with each other are getting the opportunity to fight in a cage. Check that out. Malik Harris versus Chris Colwell is going to have, Zandre Wethington versus Howard Washington, Joe Gibson, Jeremy Cooper, Aaron Baggett versus Tony P. CJ Davis returns to face Damian Gaskin, Cody Manette versus Brian Harris, and then, of course, topping all this off like your favorite icing, Alexa Connors, 5-1. I keep saying 4-1, 5-1. She's going to be mad at me. Versus Blair Patton, undefeated for the featherweight title. This goes down at the Main Event Fitness Center. I believe that's 207 Columbia Mall Boulevard. Just trying to remember it off the top of my head. I think cage side tickets are $45. General admission is $25. It's all going down in Columbia, South Carolina. So make sure to check that out, guys. What a show, man. Not just Conflict 27, but Conflict 28, Conflict 29. They're stacking up to a point that you can actually go in and check these guys out, man. And cards that are coming up months in advance. It's got starting to get that UFC feel, the way they're spreading out and making divisions that are deep, that have number one contenders, that have upcoming contenders. They have titles or tilt fights. They definitely have title fights. It's definitely taking on that feel of a legit larger organization. And speaking of a larger organization, I want to touch on a little bit of UFC news while we wait for George Kinnebrew to touch down with us. And if he does not come on in a few minutes, we'll go ahead and get back into some of this good local music that we got going on for you alongside all this great conflict, good stuff. Matter of fact, you know what we're going to go ahead and do? Before we jump on that, I'm going to go ahead and play another one of these great songs that we have here for you. This is from my man, the South Killer, one of my favorites right now on the scene for a while, underground, but doing it big. This is J. Cole, man.
Yeah. Now I was dreaming about a deal at the age of 13. I was fiending for the meals, I ain't talking Burger King. Some of my niggas in the bill, all they did was surfing. Fuck scales, I had skills all day rehearsing. Them pretty boys had them girls, spent their time flirting. All they wanted was some waves like they fucking surfing. Hold up now, don't get it twisted, I ain't hating, do your thing. I was like a young Simba, couldn't wait to be the king. Now a nigga is the prince. Hopped over the fence where the grass way greener. Look at Shawty ass, way meaner. Something like Serena mixed with Trina, have you seen her? She fine enough to be Miss Howard, word to Adina. My money like a senior, watch it graduate. Now it's time to eat, I'm letting all my niggas grab a plate. Gravitate the real shit, stay away from phonies. These niggas heard about me, now they acting like they know me. Keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Shit, it ain't no telling. Yeah. Hey, where you going, nigga? Hey, it ain't no telling. Yeah, they keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Gone, nigga. It ain't no telling. Yeah, can't tell you where I'm going. No, I won't stop. Goodbye to the bottom. Hello to the top. Pardon the interruption. A proper introduction is necessary when your shit is legendary, man. Greedy niggas wouldn't let me in the cafeteria. Cause they ain't believe. Suddenly they Presbyterian. The hoes is librarians. They looking me up. She got her domes like Marion. She licking me up. Then we cut. Look how she say my name. I got a moaning J. Cole. They used to say Jermaine. I never changed. I'm like a corpse in a coffin. 6 feet. Shit deep. I was low. Just a dollar and some hope. Fix me. Cause I was broke. Plus the weed that I would smoke would make it worse. Lord, please let my problems disappear like Ron Mercer. I'm a star. Converses. Conversing with them girls with them curves like curses. They open like curtains. Cause my shit is unheard of like curses on the radio. Same bitches used to play me though. Now they yelling, where you going, nigga? Shit, it ain't no telling. Yeah. Hey, where you going, nigga? Shit, it ain't no telling. Yeah. They keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Gone, nigga. It ain't no telling. Yeah. I can't tell you where I'm going. No, I won't stop. Goodbye to the bottom. Yeah. Hello to the top. I left the city for a minute, but it's still on my back. Told my niggas, hey, I'm finna put the veil on the mat. I'll be back, and I'm coming with a deal in the plat. Cause I'm ill, bitch, they couldn't make a pill for the rat. Pouring liquor for my niggas that was killed in the back. Came home, shit is real, niggas still in the trap. Hold up now, don't get it twisted. If you slang, do your thing. Me, I'm like a young Simba, I can't wait to be the king. Witness the drink, straight out that Carolina water. I was brought up in the city where the skinny niggas trying to be the ballers. Ain't no fathers, but the skinny niggas trying to hit their daughters. Sneaking in the crib, but a mama never caught us. What they taught us, man, them bad bitches only want the ballers, the starters. We hooping out of hoes, wanna guard us. Okay, so play deep, know what I mean? And I put you on a team, man, this life is but a dream. And I need a fast car, bad bras, fast forward, passport. I'm a fucking rap star. Hey, where you going, nigga? It ain't no telling. Yeah, they say this life is but a dream. Well, I need a fast car, bad bras, fast forward, passport. I'm a fucking rap star. Hey, where you going, nigga? Yeah, it ain't no telling.
All right, guys. The craziest thing ever just occurred. So the reason, part of the reason that I played the song so fast and so swiftly was because there is a storm going on here. Hopefully it's not interfering with the way the show sounds today. But it knocked a huge tree over in my backyard, which like hit some stuff. So as fantastic as J. Cole, I had to go check it out. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and end the show today. I want to thank Malik Harris very, very much for coming on today. We will be talking to him very shortly. One of the most exciting Emmy fighters, especially in the flyweight division. Man, at 125, this dude is like all the promise, man. So come out April 25th to Columbia, South Carolina. See this great fight and more. Today's show fueled exclusively by Sore Summer Fight Store. That's ssfightstore.com. Make sure to check them out. And for you fighters out there, man, become an SSFS fighter. War of the Words Relentless Radio number 99. I want to thank also Tyler Boone for Take Aim. And we are out of here. We'll see you at episode number 100. It's going to be a very, very special episode. We got a lot going on, so do not miss it. As well as all the great fighters coming Fight Week. Headliners, of course, on the show. It's going to be an epic week for War of the Words and you, the fans, which is who we do it for. We're out of here.